Wenatchee, right? And he was up here 3 years ago when we first introduced the idea of retired people in these off months to come up and enjoy it. And it was a lot of fun to have him. He's a good friend of Leo Busted's, whom all of us involved in the village are well aware of. But you do have to go out again this noon, right? You're leaving this noon?
Yes.
Yeah, so before we really get going, he has to go. So we just want to ask him to say anything that he'd like to. Very welcome now, while you're with us, to share anything you care to on what you think the village should be. We, very frankly, are disappointed in our inability to involve him much more. And I'm so thankful that we got to the Rotary now. You know, that'll help. And we'd like to have a lot more people coming from there because it's from here. They could easily come up like November when no one has ever been here in November yet. That's one of those months that are lovely. It's early winter here with beautiful snow. There's some of these seasons when we're hopeful that Washington will mean more. And then obviously in regard to our own future, other areas are developing. Central Lutheran, up until last summer, had a summer without at least 100 here. That's central from Minneapolis. But when you think of 100 of your people traveling 2,000 miles each way, so they started their own, and they had a fine success, going fine. And the Minnesota District of the LCA, again, has felt rather resentful of so many of their people, and they have. So they want to start their own retreat center for the LCA, for Minnesota District, which includes Duluth, Superior, that whole area. And we do have a lot of Maggie in their group, and we're hopeful our Uncle Phil will be in here today. A good deal of money from fine students amongst the what was formerly the largely the Swedish August Camp. And these areas are going to withdraw. They're not going to get more people, and they certainly are not going to support it anymore, which means that if Washington doesn't want to, we'll fold. And it's obvious in our experience so far that we cannot trust the church in this area actually wants it. Pastors have not started to really go for it. I think of it being something more than Lutheran. Oh, I don't even know if we can make it that in terms of support. Actually, anybody's always been welcome to come. Love doesn't ask where you came from. It only asks what you can do for somebody. And anybody is always welcome here. But we have not asked for support anywhere. But we wanted to talk, first of all, a little bit more on what we just heard. And I wanted to have the Burlington tell what's happened in their church in Spokane in terms of this fellowship. I just want to say, by way of preface here, that the devotional, which that I had given before I began. In this, I had said that two girls who did not allow to come to the village now in September who wanted to come back because these two have still failed to establish a relationship for they are. They have not seen someone whose needs are such that they're greater than their own. They still feel that their needs are greater than anybody's and somebody should hold their hand. And they have not seen that their needs are going to be helped when they hold somebody else's hand. And the only way we thought we could get this through to them was even though both were excellent workers, they simply have not been able to see that the only way you get healed is by healing. The only way you learn to be a friend is by being one, by loving. And this is what Ed brought up here at the end. How does this happen so that we don't just talk about it? And in the very I think is significant and should be in a much more wide sense. Be open, share, and discover love within the group and outside the group, then it naturally comes to others. Do you want whichever you want to? We have the speaker facing your direction, so they should pick you up.
Well, no, we just, we got the way it looks kind of this. And of course, God works miracles, but it really succeeded because we just sort of groped around and it started out of nothing. Our interns got together and was saying some pretty provocative things, and so that more people wanted to hear, and then they said, can we invite our husbands? And so that two husbands and wives got together, and the thing sort of evolved, and pretty soon a lot of people dropped out, new ones came in, and it was just back and forth. And we never used anything. far as we just started talking what was on our mind, and pretty soon you found out what when it wasn't the true, it was, didn't come up. Oh, sometimes we use tapes then, and sometimes we got involved with a few other people. But, to each other that we wouldn't get home until about 1 o'clock in the morning, and then we had to go Friday night so we could get to interfere with our work. But as you were talking about what love is, because as I mentioned, another fellow, ever since he was a teenager, he's been since confirmation, even where is Christ, who is Christ with, who is God with. He said, I found out what love is. And this was all beautiful and that's what he asked me.
No, except that.
Non-judgmental, and taught them to love. Now we feel very strongly here at the village deal with people at an intellectual level or an evangelistic level. You can still leave them with all our hostility intact. Possible unless they learn to really share in a depth relationship to each other.
Yeah, tension.
I think feel from involving themselves in the all I had to do is go and tell this what my boss, what a great guy he was, and I would have been gone growing up. But the stuff he said, I just was, he couldn't reconcile it. And both of these guys have taken lesser jobs now in the corporation. They're not in the. This is a remarkable thing, and I applaud these two fellows for it. But they had to make that decision themselves. It was a lot of them right, because they didn't. But something out of a person.
Well, not just the corporation. This can happen in a business or a profession, too, can it? I mean, it, my experience always
right.
Moves is there comes a moment put it each other this way that, well, you know, they will ask as the intimacy comes, how can you spend so many nights away from home, you know? Something here in relationship that man has been sort of running away from, that he's really made his job or be a way to hide from his responsibilities as a father and a lover in his own relationship. Now we had another that I'll talk briefly about because it's this is within one church. This other is in Ellensburg, fairly near. I was asking Don if he knew about town quite a way. In fact, it's the first ranch below the pasture, or the pasture either. But in Ellensburg, across non-denominational lines, without even awareness of them, had a magnet in the summer. But it was through this move that he'd come to be claimed that we came up to get in on the village experience. And then Paul says, for us afterwards, but they have learned to love. Now, in their situation, one of the climax situations there was a wife, not a hunting, just plain hiking up a mountain about a year ago this July. And she came up here on the east. situation as this brief memory hit. But he fell and was killed in a climbing accident. The adopted her, and she didn't feel like most widows do, but all of a sudden all your married friends are kind of cool. So you finally gravitate down towards the tavern because there's no place in the church for them. And this experience of loneliness becomes overwhelming. The whole experience of Christ in community and of the awareness of Jesus Christ in these people is a real thing. What colony can become a neighborhood? And this is what the village is concerned with, of course, and what we're here is that this can happen. If your neighborhood is a neighborhood, which was just saying on the state, what you've got, of course, is the hell in your neighborhood. And every neighborhood ought to be the sort of gateway to heaven. This is what we hope will be an increasing experience through retreat movement. Discover each other. For instance, this committee to establish Central Lutherans Retreat. In the cities, who also gives $1,100 a year to Holman Village. So he's hardly neglecting this as he starts. But some of the people are in fact. And also, Art Mongar, who's generally considered our top lawyer in the Twin Cities by even the lawyers. And Art was saying, it's only in a retreat where he's discovered people. At Central, we pass each other coming and going. About 5,000 people present at them, and you don't get very near anybody. But in retreat, you know, and you discover, and you refresh on your pilgrimage. And he felt this was the great thing about it. It wouldn't matter where it was, but that this happened. And I think that it's
excuse me.
No, I'm all through.
I tried to ask how their congregation as a whole, from what they said, areas in their congregation have been actually moved into this area, although not in a real one, where the pastor identified with
them. Yeah, go ahead, Bob. Ed was saying at the end of last talk, the pastor turns professional. Becomes an amateur psychologist, and instead of having a human being, you're sort of another, instead of becoming weak. Here, so we'll let him talk a little on this, like Mary suggested, a good idea. He's in a new a year ago
last April, so when we came in.
He came to Luther Memorial, so he's in his second year.
And a small congregation. They have no reason for continuing business. They have been declining, and now about 10 years before. And yet those who remained had a connection with the congregation itself because of confirmed their raised there. And we, more than anything else, as far as their relationship with the village is concerned, they had a bunch of kids. 48 hours of attention, and then this year just suggested our congregation is predominantly an older congregation as well, that we'll just take a week to do so. And there were a group of 11 that
this June was
right. This, well, no, May. Last week in May.
Last week of June.
Right. having a tumor. And they came back with a feeling of community, of their excitement. So right now, I have 30 who have been in during the course of the summer. See if they can make it in two. So we may be a good pick. But I think that the critical part is that through an experience, whether it, of course I'm not able to get that here because I'm coming through this, an experience of this nature, slowly but surely things are starting to open up aspects of the congregation's life, not in terms of the program, now that we've got to increase the program of the congregation. The congregation, at least to me, the congregation is only physically oriented within itself. We're not looking for contemplatory corporate navel for just so long. Whether or not we have big programs, people themselves begin to see each other. Other people will be. And in a ministry that is often out of Christmas, and you come here to help us see what is already existing, what we already are.
This is a great phrase. He said, be what we already are. Now, one of the other younger pastors between Chapter Coleman and he calls a redemptive community made visible. So you can see the hidden one that's existing in every parish. But because a parish is a mission, we are a mission. The number of people that come here that are outside of it entirely are small in percentage. The number of people who with us. You're not going to give a summary. Generally speaking, without some motivation for some reason. Maybe just a confused kid and you want to come to us, we got a chance to talk about it, but some other. But many of them who come here are already with it very much so, and feel that this is an experience of giving under the Lord Jesus Christ in a community of love for a summer's ministry. You know, a lot of our workers are in this category. So they create an atmosphere to open up and you know, they have a continuous name. Girl just came in from Spokane now and ran into us just these last couple of weeks and just put her arms around me yesterday before I went over to this meeting down the road and said, God bless you today for this. And this is their spirit. You know, this kindles each other. It happens that it's easy for you again to be this way, isn't it? And so you dare to express your own inwardness. I mentioned this tremendous pastor. He's the greatest pastor I know, Al Frumster, in the session before. But I remember I went over to see him one night just after I three delinquent boys in this family, bing, 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 of different ages. Finally, I got over to him and see what in the world happened. Same old graduate woman. And she spent all her time knocking her colonel husband from whom she was divorced to these boys. I tried to give her to see that she was destroying the boys by not allowing them any father image, you know. And I sweat out two hard hours. And then one over the first thing else that comes up, did you do any good? He says, I never do. You don't get them out of their situation, see, into a new perspective. Right where they've been dealing with it, they sunk with it. Her ego depended on devastating her husband over against these boys, and so instead of which you are loyally and affectionate as well. And well, in this situation, something might have had a new chance. New people, like 2 weeks ago, a woman was reached here. I never reached in all my ministries, and yet my preaching is such, and my goals. But they all have had too many around to give them defense, and they armor each other and have firm meaning for my soul. They use their piety as something to beat other people with and judge them with.
And this woman also the question she asked, the belligerency which she took, anything different from her kind of background, bang, bang, bang. And by Friday of that week, I looked at her and said, you know what, you're getting good looking, that's what's happening. And she said, now she had an LDI background as a young adult from Minneapolis, and was very Christian. If you weren't this way, you weren't a Christian, you know, and just bang, 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 using it to knock chips off everybody's shoulders all her life. Suddenly she would learn the law.
You know, something, about being. But I think, generally speaking, the main chorus is Steve Lewis.
They had one going, but they don't. You could get with just to have this kind of different exchange. Like me, I get it here. They only meet one night a month. They start at 8 o'clock. And that the couple that's in charge, they all put in the word together. It was dramatic, of course, all over. Thousand miles away. does love in terms of life. It doesn't love in terms of color, but it loves. It seems to have attention for what happens. Some of them, some families borrowed on insurance coming for the first time. They decide the year after they got back, become missionaries of the family. And the whole family jumped in inner city church. Terrible time keeping going, because every time they convert somebody, they move out of the area. No, this is not the problem. In fact, the Roman Catholics could have made it go to be inherited their church. And in their church, they're on a mission in this area. The latest point is to give them a stability. If I'm willing to be a missionary to it. So this is, these are some of the things you hope that out of the first experience, you can get what I call a new aestheticism. Area of feeling and satisfaction. It becomes an actual movement. And that's why, as I say, these two kids, when this hasn't happened, we do not like the fact. Because until they live the life of the village, and we as a village have given them, I think, as much hand holding as we can. Now we have to stiff arm them. You find the friend who needs you, and then come on back. We'll be glad to have you. Let us know as soon as you got it from it. It needs to be able to get to the system. Well, this maybe is enough just on this by way of background. It's a technical matter, but what kind of people is that? What kind of program here at the village helps to stimulate this kind of activity elsewhere? Some of my supporters, some of my disciples, because they feel the program should be more oriented toward problem area, which would be pretty much on the problem of, like, we spend a week on bad air pollution, and another week on water pollution, and another week on race relations. It's got to be just exactly as much like the parish as it can be, like the church, where they come from. Every week is like another week, except that the people who fill it are all different. And the people who come in the faculty may be different. I can get different pastors and different people into the parish. Well, the parish can move together. And in a collegiate ministry, out of 5, 6, or 8, or 10, and not least from different denominations, find the kind of stimulation we need here to go. That's what happens. I told Rotarians yesterday. We're glad that this can happen. You can see that this is going to move in the last. Because we're years ahead at this point, but not too many. Or actually in every community, you can have this Roman Catholic judge and this United Church of Christ teacher and this Lutheran farmer or this Pentecostal cabinet maker who are exciting people, who are interesting, and they've got something to say, and they can have panels and, you know, move in and then find a fellowship that's across the board. My Saturday night men's Bible fellowships have never been without non-Lutheran friends. Others hear about them and want to come. You don't say, stay out, this is just in my tent. You couldn't do that. And it's to remain Jesus Christ. So this is the way with the village right now. We have more Methodists, more Presbyterians, than we've had Missouri Synod in some summers. Now, all of them. We're grateful for all these various groups that come in and are part of it. Of the gifts that are over $1,000 this year, one good friend of Mary's, who would be most likely be labeled, I suppose, Episcopalian, rather than United Church of Christ, because that's where she has a part, but still not her membership. But this relationship with Mary, she figures her freedom to love and become human, but supposedly. She plays that record. Stop out of this sense of gratitude. If we just listen to people here, then they can mean something in the symbol of people also. And this is our concern. Look at it now, these years we've been now. This is my seventh summer here. It's the eighth summer we've had a program, but only the seventh summer. That it was used for 2 years for a tenor and a kind of curiosity spot for people. Very impressive, but it in relationship at least to this area which you represent. Why we invited you, not least. It isn't simply to be part of the fundraising. We hope if this happens, for this reason. I may read you where I feel and feel strongly, and where I've communicated, I think, rather clearly with the board at this point. And I'll just simply say, we can ask to reserve a movement or a place. I said, for Dr. Al Deering, and Carol Lundy, myself, there's never been a question. None of us would have wasted our life on a resort dedicated to Christian education. For families or young adults. I would see lots of opposition to myself. As for Werner Jansen, we have a man dedicated to the place only as a part of a mission to a new lady in the service of the kingdom. Not on the team is any confusion at this point. And all of us open to the fact that this means so our loyalty cannot be to a place, that we must be in our own other place. So we rejoice when others come in. People are surprised that I'm not real angry and threatened by the fact that now the men who were interested here for a little bit at the beginning have put their interest in an island out in the future. Come, huh? I have no objection to many such places operating, and to have another one, particularly for teenagers out in the Puget Sound area, might be just fine. We are not particularly for teenagers here, although we have served 1,000 teenagers this summer and children, interestingly enough. Teenagers and children have been through here. Oh, how many Bible camps have had that many in the States? Find one. And yet, they're supporting Bible camps all over the place, and won't support this one. This is part of our irony in this particular place. The very group, LCA, which refuses all further support, and giving us support to hold a convention. And so this increased our numbers, because we did okay to heal this situation, and the angels were there. In this situation, we were glad to be redemptive here too and make room. So we did. We said we'd fill it up and close some weeks to others in order to make room for that. We didn't really walk this way. But we are a place representing a movement, not a place. And this was in particular question at first. I refused to have anything to do with it myself as long as people were trying to resort here. Dull Minnesota lakes should come and visit. I'm sure it's very beautiful and love it myself, and I'm satisfied with it the rest of my life. So, and we had a number of people from Duluth this summer. And every summer we had, in fact, we've had 2 surgeons alone from Duluth with their families, just as an example. Duluth is hardly uninteresting in the summertime. We want to get out of there maybe in April or May. And then Northeasters roll across Lake Superior, but this time, lovely. They came here because of the community and its program. They didn't come here because. It represents the retreat movement, in other words, at this moment. It isn't going to be this long and going. Now, the man who's going to arrive today, I think, was chairman for the LCA, for the Minnesota District, of their Bible camping and their new retreat program. And they received a gift of a piece of property similar to Holden Village that was owned by a railroad for a company summer town. They may have picked a little for it in exchange, I don't recall. But they didn't programming, and so it folded. It didn't ever find that kind of budget like this as a non-south. In just 4 years, it folded. This girl writes, I don't think God would let this place fail. Over 40 such retreat places have failed during the period that we've been here. And we cannot keep an address list of retreats in America because of many have failed. I mean, it's a new thing. It's like anything that's new. It starts up and doesn't have adequate backing or an idea of what it wants to do, or just simply the just plain hard work it takes to make these things go. You don't. It's not like opening up a shop down on a busy street corner in a town and figuring you're going to finally get some customers. That we have a lot of anger against it, even of our fellow town is concerned for making trouble for us. We have so many people coming here. They just work for them. We go out and find them. All of you know, we need them when they hear about them. If I hadn't been in a church just for the last 10 minutes of it up. You know, you've got to be where they see you. These things are going to happen. And you don't. And this is what a lot of us forget. In other words, it takes a lot and lots of this plain sweat. But we have been operating long enough. And I think that's interesting to deal with ideas and notions about it to think about it. And there's no question about it. In 10 years, and looking forward to the next 10 years, that we're going to be more of an air operation than we were the first 10 years. Simply because other areas excited about what's happening here, and other paths and other areas are awake to what this means for their congregation. Why? I mentioned Central Lutheran as well. There'll be many more. Because it is fun to have people back that are free to love. Think what it means to this one pastor that got this woman back. She went up here one week, came back from that have been reunited in a new depth relationship that they didn't. They went back. And they came back to spend 2 weeks this year after 1 week way down in Illinois. It's a long trip. It meant that much to them. And one of their boys came out and worked here this summer as part of our crew. This little boy,
did you review us on the board?
Originally was pretty much a spontaneous move from this area under somewhat the direction of the same group of men who surrounded LBI in Seattle. And this was sought the help of the youth department then to program this and, if possible, to help finance. And the youth departments were really along from the team, some of them, and they got the other youth men interested. And it was reorganized then, so there was youth men with the LCA on all their board, and any of the men who should be on board. And the consequence was on related to LBI Seattle, for instance, had to leave. They could not be on. One of the presidents was left with an advisory. Or LCA would not in any way cooperate with it. All the money for his activities and his, a lot of the work. His money, put a lot of money into it. And he really lived for it. But the other four men of the LC were all political appointees and have been insignificant. But one of them, I think, would have been more, but I told him he's up to the other one. There was a divided house on Holden Village within the new LCA. So we were on major trouble. But the others, through the youth board of the Senate.
But I presume it's still the
head. Well, yes. And they got some interest in a particular place. And they were, well, there's more than one from South Carolina, Philadelphia, and you know, we have to pay these ways back and forth, or shoot our overhead way up. You know, I mean, this is the problem about it. And which they themselves are very free about saying, oh, that it isn't fair. Look, I put on a new member today, whoever I wanted from LCA to replace a man that had left. And so I took Leo Buesler. Well, obviously, Leo has made reportings coming up now this month. He loves this place. We get his honorary as part of our contribution. And it's a passion. Yeah. Well, he did for this one board meeting. Want to get lose the fun of the place by getting on the control of it. That's what it means. You want to stay on it. And I said, I don't see why it has to be. I don't. No, I don't think it needs to. I think the kind of board that's involved, we will have fun with it. See, that it took till 2 years ago before I had permission from the board to go and play money.
For example, the one in Philadelphia,
North Carolina. No, for instance, the fellow from. When he came up here, because this would be his theology of nature and so on. My whole life in my senate is known to be the other. He didn't know nothing. And I said, my goodness, I'm in church with Carl Barth. I said, I should let this go over with theology of nature. You see, that's how little they knew. And this is their problem. See, no. And what they've been here has been for the week they've been here. No, that's the problem. Now, ALC is what it's true. That's why ALC is so much different. The ALC members in the board also is true. The only political appointee on there would have been one to be from the LBI. So they chose a faculty member from that to be on for that. Kent. But they did not think that because he likes to talk up and he does it. Probably be a little easier to work with.
Who are the current people on the block?
Right now, at this moment, I'm on board with Johnson. And Laverne Meekey, our chairman. Irma Lunder from out here. And Herb Kent. And Bruce is from Spokane. Yeah. Now, Bruce is the first one that has been chosen on that board from the Holden Village Constituency. The others were chosen because they were interested in a place. These are, he's the person to come in who's really come out of it as a program. The other one would be the chairman. The Reed, who's been on the faculty and has been concerned about it as a program. But the others have come and gone. And they're come to the family because they wanted their family to have this experience.
Board members stay on.
Well, that's the thing. They had 6 years of traditional term. That's all for everybody except one, the new one. He's with us next summer. But I would hate to lose some of those men. Like, I hate to lose the first. 14 or 15 board. And this is one of the concerns and interests. But this is also to all the others, you know. And he does lose. But the only one which has an active parish hat. This is how they read it first. So then when it came before the ALT convention, they voted it down. And then when it still went on existing, they thought it was going through the back door when they'd already kicked it out the first law. You put the Missouri Synod and the ALC together and it's parents. And the ALC is quite sufficient. Not through the country, through the country was just in this area. It's just too far from their population. Pennsylvania is the largest Lutheran state in the United States. And Minnesota might be something good to hear about, but we don't have that big a population. We are. So this is where they're concerned. So it's Missouri, isn't it? And Southern Illinois down there. So it isn't central. And in the case of all three, I have nothing but gratitude towards them that they're willing to put the money in. I was. I really felt almost that George Jones himself would be used to be able to put $10,000 into this place at first. Because, I mean, outside of the population runs too. And this is hard to get you from Seattle to Spokane. If they want to start something, start on the North Shore. My feeling about it. Be brought into this thing myself. And this is true for a lot of us who are involved. My letter today is just that because the church gets something for nothing. The backbreaker for somebody. And go on, somebody puts legs on it and runs himself crazy. But isn't that easy to get workers? For one. The first few years, I got some anger from very simple. It was hard for me to be decent. But they insisted 1 month was there. Only Missouri said, okay. Then they better send some workers. Then they tell us 2 days beforehand, nobody's coming. But we worked hard. I said, what do you mean you worked hard? So we put notices everywhere. You know, I said, whoever got a worker by putting a notice somewhere? You see? This is how naive we can be. So then I went down, they opened up Alfredo. They had one chapel. And one chapel of Alfredo. 70 people volunteered for something. Oh, and they were upset. How are we ever going to put that many people? What are we going to do? And I said, we're going to send them all out to hold the village. But this is part of the problem we have grown for 2 years here. When Missouri Synod was here with any faculty, it would be all Missouri Synod. It would be nothing else than anybody else. And he had complete charge of it. Well, after 2 years, I said, this is absolutely sure. The second year, we had Dick Lukey and Al, what was his name, right? The editor, Danny. Well, that was their week, though. You know, we had 84 people here, none of whom were Missouri Synod, 82 of whom were LCA. The Elmer, district president.
meaning to large for the organ.
Well, that changed.
You see, this is part of our growth. We can go to Edbury to get people or buying this, fortunately not. But that's why we can start a new mood and a new train if we wish to. But I think we do have to face the fact that weeks like the third week in August, when we had about 450 people in the village who were traveling about 2,000 miles each, it's going to last forever. We're going to have a lot more people for our traveling average 200 miles each. Well, how are we going to serve the area better? That's why Bob, for me, the village, I've asked McClump, he's the chairman for that Tacoma area for us at the university, because he's a young pastor who's using it. Now, these young pastors don't know anything about the way it began. They don't hardly know LBI there. They come out here brand new. They've got no chips on their shoulders. And they're free to love, you see? And they haven't been hit over the head by we because they saw them, you know, smoke or take a beer or something. And so that they're forever, ever after. Over against the one that the guy asked, he didn't have in the first place. So they're free on this place. And this has been part of our trouble that the pastors read it as something from LBI Seattle, except for the LBI pastors, who knew that LBI Seattle did every cent it needed. It got so it couldn't possibly be interested in this place. It had to have every cent it could fund. And they had not supported that being generally as nothing, except for Bob Rieke, the chairman of their board. Relationship with CLU because he was as opposed to as I was for different reasons. He was president of CLU, another institution competing for funds out here, which are hard enough to find already. And I think he would have been terribly smart if he could have done it at that time. It would have been real churchmanship had he gotten together with these men. CLU would take this over and program it and run it and provide for it. And it would have given them a campus up here in the mountains that could have been tremendous. But it wouldn't have developed in place. It would have been like we're going to be in January. Fine, if January helps keep us alive for what happens here, you know. And June, July, and August, wonderful, because nobody's using it. January might as well do it that way. You know.
We're talking to Dr. Foss in the early days. Yeah. And apparently, he's been for more camps. He told me that we had enough camps in our state here, and that we didn't need another one.
Well, as we all know, we weren't using the one. Bible camp in the world than the one they've got. It's over there. We hardly need another Bible camp. And that's why Spokane was supposed to be the first. The Spokane area was very cold. And justifiably so, because they thought this was going to be another thing for high school youth. They weren't able to keep the one going that they had. 25 miles out of town, practically. So these are all things which took a little time. And
have you tried sending young adults that have been up here, say from the western area, to the churches adjacent to there?
We haven't done it. We have not done it on a program basis, but it has been done all the time by them as individuals, yes. Some of them have seen large numbers. I think one church, Fort Dodge, Iowa, that has been at least 40, 50 congregations in Iowa. This sort of thing, yes. One boy in California again, get a number of them. One fellow in Illinois, out of Rockford, who got at least 20, 30 parish about for youth. Yes, that they do. And that's much better than my organizing, because if we were organized out here, they'd be resistant. I mean, I tried to do this, but I worked with a fairly good friend. He says, all right, if he comes here, but let there be no request for money. Right away, think that's the point. Or like good friends in my instead, right in this area, we're sure, I think it'd be wonderful. Any funds for us. We come to use it. It's fun. This, you see, is the problem that anything new would have to die in single. Single is the way a little bit. I mean, it isn't only in the church that that's true, it's all the way through, but at our seminary, they gave us a problem for an origin of the church. They said, Vos er ni er lo nut. Whatever new, they'll be. They were saying amongst them. No question, it took a little money.
providing proof of the fact that he was leaving. We had a sort of rule of how you could tell whether it was worldliness amongst the supporters of Lutherans. It was whatever cost Pop money, you know, like movies and so on. A thousand people isn't small out here.
There are 1,000 baptized members, but I think I said 349 voting members. Does that give you an idea? But now, last year,
strong parish in this area.
I think we're the largest parish in the state. But anyway, there was a group last year who met for Bible study. So there was a group last year who were kind of afraid of this informality, and they kind of wanted to know what was going to be talked about. But although, as I heard, we never did get to it, but as I heard, it actually turned into a discussion group anyway. They just read a few verses of Paul's letters, and they took off on it. So this is what ended. It ended up being the same thing. We had two prayer groups. Of our prayer group have been to pray for the spiritual growth of our congregation, and we've all felt that these groups have been a direct result of
I think that's right. I think something doesn't exist in and of itself without
a spiritual.
I think this is what Ed was asking about, how can
last week we were reading, I think it was Corinthians, that prayer can move the hand of God, and it's true. I know it's true.
Most of my faculty here even have never been at one of our prayer fellowship meetings here, and would not be able to come, I don't think, with the kind of theology they have. I mean, it's so Kantian. They better believe God's there and it happens. This is true because I have to take faculty from the three groups, and very few of them are in our new fellowship. Most of the people that come here never there. Most of the workers have never come. I mean, our new fellowship of intercession is so small. Part of this is sometimes I wonder what I just quit. And then I remember what Christ and Bo says, well, better a poor prayer meeting than no prayer meeting. So we keep going. But it's never been something that it's mass intense on. And yet, it's from this that, I mean, if I quit here. I mean, it's from this I get my direction, my motivation. People ask, well, how do you keep going? Well, this is one of the points.
We told you about all our successes on this group. We didn't tell you about the failures. There's been nights we sat down, and when we first started out, nothing happened. And pretty soon it evolved around that the only way that it really got exciting is we started out with prayer. And we started out, and we started to sit around, and how are we going to do this? One guy do it? No. Well, we decided, somebody start it. Well, I'll start it. Well, then somebody will finish it. And the other guy say, I'll finish it. And the first guy would pray, and then he'd stop, and then maybe he'd be silent for a while, and then somebody else would pick it up. And pretty soon everybody would get involved in prayer until the fellow said it would finish it up, felt everybody had an opportunity to pray. And then we
don't think it's easy to pray with someone else. Your hand is wet with perspiration. You've never done it before.
This is, now this is, I I think this is probably what you're looking for. And right, you got around. You're waiting to get out of there. And or if it got too large. One couple nights we sat there with 20, 25 people, and it's unmanageable. It doesn't work.
Then you've got to divide. Yeah. Well, that one particular night, we had a very fruitless evening. As soon as someone stood up to go, immediately we were four separate groups, and then things started to happen. This is one of the nice things. A big group. Don't strive for numbers. It has to be this kind. One other person that you feel comfortable to start praying with. And all you do is start praying for more people to join you.
This is right.
Another example of this is the Church of Resurrection of Portland. And this is on dates. They were a group of people up here this summer. But you were out that day. That was one of the best sessions we had all summer, faculty sessions included. These people were up here a year ago and decided to go back home and do something. And so they went back home and decided to start a house for rehabilitation for boys that have been in trouble. And 6 months from the night they first prayed about it, they had the house. One boy, now he's got five. One guy quit his job as a salesman, and his house parent, his wife, and off they go. But their main thing is their community. This isn't as a church, it's as a bunch of people, but they all have to belong to one church. It's all shares and things. But the big thing is that what it's meant to them, by their helping, that, you know, this has helped them one another. And they get together on the phone in that prayer.
But now this took a while. This took a little doing. And even on the Colonel Deeks and his wife, last January, still hadn't gotten where they could be free together. They had since. This is where they were willing to wait, but at the same time willing to wait patiently, you know, until they could. But it took a little doing.
Well, they admit too, they had problems. We tried to raise them up on a pedestal, you know, because they didn't
But it's been so human right through. It's what's so exciting about it. And again, one of the props who stimulated this thing for them was our most far off veteran last summer. So this is kind of the fun part of it. Again, the fellow God used here, the fellow who really didn't get the gospel until the last lecture. And there again. So these things are in his hands who shapes his church. But I would have said this is the last group that this community would have reached. I mean, I was over there. Now, this is Jerry Dobley's little ministry for us over there. And the prince is in another parish. But when I was, they had this open house for me to get them excited about it, and I sat around and talked to them, shared their material blessings the evening, which were rather liquid and generous. And in the bar, it was a pre-World War II regular bar with anti-unity signs around and everything else. I thought, what will it really be? Somebody told me right then, this guy go back, sell that house, into the dispenser, the doctor was with you, stuck the money into it, never expect to see it again, but when it comes back, it's to go for something else similar. And now when I come around, and this is it, I haven't gotten any money from the jury since I started, so I put the coin to them, I'm wasting my time. And they hand me $500 and say, well, you found the spring. This is what we thank you for warming up our parish and teaching us to love. Well, this is just what happened to them. And of course, what's happened is that our ALC game around the and where there's been a little difficulty in our Portland era, we don't have to bring all of our stuff out and open, but they've been gravitating over that way to get more pop, you know? And they're working with it and loving it and being part of it, because it's been a warm-up for the game of discovering love in a very wonderfully unpopular way. I mean, they must. Nobody's mentioned. Now, I think one thing that made you succeed, now, if you had been sort of aiming at this as something out of Oldham Village, LBI graduates, or if we did this at PLU or whatever it might be, it would have fallen flat on its nose. The parish would have thought we were trying to, you know, sell them something from some particular direction. But just because it happened in a hospitality situation, that's what it is. You're using your home, and it's part of the hospitality situation. First thing Levi does is throw a party, he has in all the other public. They're all excited. Remember, he's eating and drinking with Republicans and sinners. It's a hospitality situation. But Levi just comes through for the Lord. And what he has on his heart, it makes him a man. Well, this is over and over again.
church, they call us and we pray for prayer and we pass the prayer chain around our home. We know who's going to call each one, each one of us.
And people tell you, people would have known, I thought Mary was dying, and I said nothing to anybody, but somebody came up from that parish and I was sitting in the dark while Mary was there. They went back home and this was around 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. They were all over before midnight to be part of that. This is one of the things where you capture it. You see, here's where you capture it.
Look. They love everybody and put a mad fight away with the doctrinaire fundamental. The Christians love them because they won't do anything. They're afraid of them because they won't let you think. They try to lead everything up to God. And this isn't the way it works. You just look at the Bible.
You put yourself in.
God doesn't usually work just through prayer. You go back in the Old Testament and God gets fighting the Amalek. So, God didn't say to Moses, he's praying, Lord, Jesus, and all of the Amalekites myself. God had to get out and fight them, but it wasn't more complicated than that. Moses had to keep praying, and then hold his arms up, and put his arms out. So somebody had to hold his arms up. And that's the way it is, I think, in the Christian life. It's a cooperative thing, and it's an action-oriented thing. And the problems that people have require action, and not this abstract thing called love. I mean, people need medical attention. The doctor won't give them any unless they get paid. So you got to pick up a phone and call your banker friend and say, hey, won't you lend this guy $500? Or you should talk to the doctor. Won't you operate on him for nothing for a while? And I'll give you a payment or something like that.
So yeah, I can
do something, not just talk.
But you see, the image of God that most of us have is not the biblical image of God. And the biblical image of God looks ridiculous in the light of this other image. This is true for my faculty generally, and it's true for most people who are here right now, I'm afraid, that God depends on our prayers. But he does. Everything in the Bible says it. But everything in philosophy says no. We have for over 1,000 years in the reigning philosophy in the Church of Jesus Christ. And this was in all the churches, not just the Roman Catholic, but even after the Reformation went on. God doesn't suffer. And it's considered a heresy to say God suffers. Well, a God like that wouldn't even. That puts him in a neutral thing. In other words, God's a set. They got it from Aristotle. Where do you suffer most of all? The biggest image of suffering any person can have is in their son, in their daughter, isn't it? I used to say in prison camp, what happens to me isn't suffering, that's pain. But what happens to you, my love, that's suffering. And this was our suffering. Because pain has come to everybody. But it's when you see it happen to others. This is our God, the God of the New Testament, the God I know, the God of the Old Testament, the God of the revealed Scripture, the Almighty God who depends on us. And he does. And if it doesn't happen, he just helps us. He doesn't change his plan because men have been disobedient. But the God of the philosophers is proven by, especially by a guy by the name of Immanuel Kant, even though he's way ahead of this letter from this girl. Immanuel Kant would say, by the letter from that girl, you have no right to assume that anyone else does anything if you're not with it yourself. The conflict is that far along in this society. But his image of God was of a God so entire and complete that they write that one verse and he already knows what you need, so you don't even have to answer. So you don't even have to pray. Jesus didn't say that. He said, you don't have to keep on writing in this particular over and over again, thing like that. But he does tell other illustrations that would get kicked out of the church. You like a friend who goes at midnight, you keep knocking and he gets up and gives you a loaf. Like a widow who goes to an unrighteous judge and don't let him alone, but he lets you. This kind of urgence for the renewal of the church, I do not find present still in the church. We haven't sunk far enough yet. One reason we're still pretty nice, decent people who take showers regularly, you know. And so we must be all right, as long as we smell like. One of the letters I think is right that I got from one of the young pastors this year, this summer. I'd love to have nothing. He's a great guy. And he used to be down here at Chillan. One of the good thinkers of our time. He says, if if this theology that he sees it, you know, informing us could only get hold of the church, we'd know salvation is something more than some bad breath. Well, that's what Willie was going to have here, too. Black is the image of death. Well, death, all Christianity is a cultural development. You've got to die if you're going to come alive. People weren't mad at Willie because he was a Negro. They were mad at Willie because he was a witness to Jesus, as he said. And he was right. He played it cool all the time. So he says, my color can identify this in such a way that it becomes grafting for you. Now it isn't just talk. That's the underwear of the decision about what it is. And this was the exciting thing about it. He said it. The young adult captured his past. They were in the room of their own. They weren't willing to die to their conversion or their tradition or whatever. Could be blessed. Prayer fellowship, we go in the pool with our suits if we would have enough daring, but we still have our suits. So this is what I'm saying. You can't suit Jesus Christ without running danger. As long as you still got some clothes of your own, you don't want witnesses to him. Dead to be made alive, and he's the one. But this absoluteness, that passion for him then, did not embrace us and seize us with that kind of pathos that's there until Willie laid hold of this. The only time one of my little insertions with frankly one of these little one drop things and breakfast in the morning, that was about it. We lived. But who shapes us also is well, that's what I'd love the village to be. Marty was an excellent artist. We don't have to join people. We do. It exhausts us at a point, and is it exhausting the very fullness of the life of Christ and finding it out something that's a parcel? And this is necessary too. And you great big messy church, the only church there is. And then the fact that we don't run off on every, you know, everything that we say that comes up to us to take our us in. We tried that one to go back.
hotel, and their ears off. And that does the blueprints of it. So we walk. It's only by love supporting us and not a hand leading us. Building monuments to those who kill the prophets and thereby. No, it's a continual breakthrough. Risk of your reputation, risk of your job. For this job relationship didn't come into a crisis situation. And the issue there, he wouldn't have lost it if he just left the else. If he just left the else, he would have kept his business. And most of our pastors would have said, what are you still staying around with gambling else for, you know? And all I asked him was, what's the preacher for you? He would say, he said, well, I'd like to get out of there. I said, I bet you would. They need a preacher in there, you better stay. If he is a preacher, if you stay as a preacher down there gambling, one night our own Catholic doctor in that particular town gambled his practice as well. After lost his part of the game. And was converted through Otto, came in and was one of the staunch laymen in our church. But Otto lost his own business because these were his, naturally, these were his original customers, you know, and the big buyers and so on. And now they, at the Elks Club, they all say, what's the matter, Al? Otto's still hanging around here. I hear they don't need a preacher. You know, this kind of thing, that's what he took. Could have saved himself all that. Remained a nice, polite fellow. Important goods and so on. But someplace along the line, you do need help in fellowship. There's no question. Our fellowship was unanimous. This was where Otto had to be.
You were trying having people that have been here have, say, monthly reunions.
Yeah. Do all the others do this, and I haven't done it. My fear of this, beware the leaven of the scribe and Pharisee, you know. It's like a Christian, you want to stand good for where you are, don't worry about holding, you know.
Yeah, but sometimes sort of hard.
I know.
When you're here, if you go back and you're essentially the only Christian on your job or something, then you see like a job.
I know.
Some companies got a lot of contracts and they'll lie about it.
I know. This is
a hard resistance.
Bruce here is a dentist, by the way, here. He's a layman here, like the rest of you. The one pastor I've asked on the gang here, is Bob, for being part of this 10th anniversary thing.
Yeah, but
no, I think this is possible. We did some of you know Karn's gone yesterday, so on the thing that some before. Every once in a while they'd invite a friend along who was outside the
sandbox and it's full of rocks. I don't know where in the world they came from because I don't see them there. I see them here.
Yeah, you're right. In fact,
it's the same game.
Yeah, that's right. We had a great deal of opposition to one church that's coming here for a week, which had been most generous with us to give $5,000 for our hydroelectric plant. They're from Toledo, Ohio. It's a great parish, St. Paul. Boy, the laymen who were the most aggressive in that fought this idea of coming from the very idea that you could do something special out there you don't have here? No. And I had a rough go around with them on this. I said, now this isn't entirely true. You will enjoy what you've got here more for having had this. I said, that's the only reason I'm trying to sell it to you. I said, if this deprived you of this in the name of that and you all had to move out there now, then I wouldn't want you to come. But it was true that they didn't come. any of these fellows who taught the class didn't convince them, a few others did.
Are you familiar with this?
It's their retreat movement, Mary. It's their retreat.
It's like
their regular retreat.
No, but it's still
a
regular retreat.
Well, it's a new kind of retreat movement, but it's still a retreat movement.
Yeah,
it's this idea of lay renewal. And then you get this group aware of it. Now, there's one group, Faith at Work group, that's doing this, but they're accenting just one thing, and that's prisons and prison work. And I think that's great. That's in the Protestant stuff, and that's tremendous. And they, of course, were involved in this Pentecost we had at the Fox Lake over in Wisconsin. But if you were involved in some specific thing like this, I'd have no objection. But the problem where it gets to me, and these dinners get to me, this is why I have this huge fight in Seattle all the time. They have a terrible, hard time understanding that we don't exist for the Seattle dinner, you see? And that, you know, this is the whole hang-up. And over and over again we fought it through, and I come back to the same thing. And most of those fellows would never bother to ever come up here, except that I finally gave them a week. Just come a little bit longer so you see why I fight you on having a chapel here. Why? I don't want a chapel. I said, in a week you should see it. It was interesting when they went out, they told Mary, said, well, we just don't have the courage to talk to Carol. But you tell him he is right. You shouldn't have a chapel. A chapel. Well, I'm trying to get that through them. What the village means. They're showing the whole of life is worthless. And then we get released about one part of it, we lose this.
I don't think you have to get too worried about
these. No, not legalistic. They just get sappy. They're frankly, they're sappy. They're all dressed up. They got their shirts on. They're all, you know, this is fine. I'm glad to put a night out for anybody anytime. But I would rather not do it in the name of Holden Village.
No, I mean,
we sing the Holden songs.
Together,
put up a Christmas tree.
There's no such thing as crazy God gave you.
Yeah, but you can't do it, Ed. What I'm trying to say is you're trying to do with the elements here. You're easy informality. They're uneasy formality. Here, nobody feels dominated generally, except maybe once in a while by me. You know, not during the summer, because they hardly ever see me around the place. But here, man, I'm always doing all the chores. But during the fall, when I don't have a faculty, I get a bit more. But nobody usually feels dominated around the place. There, you're dominated by, you know, whoever's chairman, whoever's a passive audience.
I don't think they have a program.
So he means, because Friday was last time I said, you mean you could not be a dinner, right?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, in Minneapolis, we have one of you.
Yes.
And they have one, you have one that's down
off Rock
Island. In Rock Island, and just the people, you know, wanted to get together and see each other once, but the only problem with having just a whole reunion is that then right away you're becoming a select group. If you can invite other people in, I think that's great. I can see where you need warming up, but I think you need to.
But can we learn it? This is what we're talking about here, how we can do it ourselves. Like, you start with one or two, and that's all you need. You begin with those one or two. And what makes me impatient with the young adult who remains lonely after Holden is that where have they forgotten to love? See, like I said, these two young adults who are lonely, they want to back, and hardly wait to get back. You can't get back.
Well, how long were they here for?
They were here long enough. Mm-hmm. 2 months. They were here long enough to go out and make one friend. They had enough love to spill over with love towards one person.
Well, sometimes people have never had any love. It takes you got to.
I'm not objecting to loving him, but I'm objecting they're not finding somebody else who needs their love. Because they aren't that few around, and every single street there's something, you know. And the fact they still can't, so they still remain people who are actually kind of holding cripples rather than holding people up. Maybe they put the crutch.
Well,
don't think we should be Christ. They're only going to learn to walk if they start walking. You don't learn to be a friend except by being a friend. There's anybody can teach it to you. You've got to start being a friend. And that has to start now. Can't start 10 years from now. I'll wait till I get bigger or stronger or something. Then I'll be a friend. But it's terrible that first moment. People putting themselves out and facing the rebuff. I make an advance and somebody knocks me down. Had a rebuff. You know, and for some people, this is a torment. You just can't know how to go. They actually lay themselves, but that's where your faith in God comes in, and your faith in Jesus Christ. All right? Just choose to reject me. That's part of his learning, too, is my learning from his hand. And that doesn't mean there's another person who won't reject me. If I were to go on that basis, we would have shut down. Lots more rejections than I've had acceptances, you know, if you keep knocking, don't you? And this is what they have to look until they find doors to open. And this has to be done where they are.
Well, I think it also has to be by all these individuals that are in here hearing this, work their own homes in their own churches and talk about the love up here. And I was thinking, could it be possible? Each congregation form a chain band, a prayer chain band, and hold holding on the prayer chain and talk to everybody. I can't help but to tell us alone, a little congregation like we have, that the love of Holden has grown. It seems to become infectious. People come from here and they talk about it. And they heard that we were the first couple coming up here after retirement. They said, oh, golly, that's wonderful. I wish I could go out there and stay and not have no job worry to come back to or just have a little visit up here. And they are looking forward to it. And I do feel that this is a growing stage. Holden will maybe take longer than just 10 years.
I do too.
And I'm sure that everybody that has had the experience up here will go back and talk about it. It's going to
really
talked about more and more in all of the country.
It may take a while.
And it will grow. We are maybe expecting too much right now. And I know that there's a great need. But when they hear about it, and they pray about it, and everybody talks about it, it's going to grow.
See, now, this is how we're using. Now, she's got an interesting experience this summer from her own paper there. It's quite interesting. We allowed a group to come back. Well, they were here 4 years ago. We didn't see it did much good, but they wanted to come back again, so I said, fine, it's a Women's Federated Women's Group of Washington.
And
it's called.
The Conservation Committee.
It's their Conservation Committee. We had them up here, and they thought that, oh, these tailings are beautiful. We don't want to do anything about conservation here. No, they just didn't want to get involved. I thought maybe I'd get them involved there and at least go back and get people to send us a package full of dirt to plant a few trees. Not even that happened. But they're here for 2 days, and they enjoy it. We put out for it. But when they went back, one woman wrote a letter for a paper. And what do they get out of 2 days here again? You see why we resist this weekend. At this particular moment, she's on her work crew. She's a PhD and teaches at Maryland University. We have others on our work crew who are teachers. Quite a few of them we have. And she says, our work crew is made up of a bunch of drop-offs. Well,
was only good for hippies.
And we were only here for hippies and for deserters, draft dodgers, and so on. And this is what she wrote in the paper. Well, this is what I say can happen in this situation, too. You get this kind of a reaction. Not everyone who's been here is our friend by any means, and this one certainly wasn't. But this is somebody who's outside the Lutheran Church entirely. But within our church, we have certain people come up here thinking that their particular emphasis isn't that which Holden represents, that therefore we are no good. And they've gone back and given us a bad time. And the fact that we have people up here who have their hair long gives some of them a very, well, like one woman said, well, of course, when they're converted, they go and cut their hair. And I said, yes, just like you could when you can do her, you know, and her husband laughed. She didn't, but her husband laughed. But you know, it's a little bit with our friends in Asmings now. Oh, they started to use cosmetics, I know. They were, I think.
Oh, yeah, they all went in cosmetics, but they still weren't wearing earrings or necklaces.
No, they didn't wear that. But they sure were awfully healthy looking. That's the first time they've been up here that the women did look, either I'm getting older or something, but they usually try to look very unattractive. contracted before. So even they got paid for what we do a little bit. And I laughed, some of the women said, now we'll get up and do that when the saints come marching in with you. We'll get up. But you know, one woman, her husband just held her there physically. She couldn't get up. But we'll talk, we'll get up with you. We'll do it again tomorrow. So some of the women, I guess, are going to get them loosened up a wee bit. Oh yeah, where they talk about it a good deal, yeah.
Yeah.
That came out this summer. Of course, we're concerned about home at this point, but I'm concerned about what happens after too, because that will help us to shape our thinking about ourselves. The Iona group, for instance, has had a tremendous leverage in the Presbyterian world, but they are organized. They agree to take a month retreat wherever they are. They get 1/10 of all they make back again. And about 100 people or so devote their entire life to Iona. Everything they make goes into it except what they absolutely need for subsistence. And this is interesting. But I don't think it's what we're after. Daisy is something else again. There they become monks and nuns. They're Protestant monks and Protestant nuns. And they devote their life in that way. And that's another shape that the retreat movement has taken. So these are interesting to us, and they're very effective in some ways, and they have real meaning, I think, under the Holy Spirit, that these decisions have been made. But they aren't the ones which I see that will be our direction. It interests me, however, that what we now have a community and not just a place, in the sense that we have a year-round community. See, and this is one of the big new chapters that's happened with the winter program. And people do come up here now, not because somebody's on the faculty, but because there are certain people here that they know will always be receptive. And this is where I want to use Beanie for an example during this time more than I have, because we got over on this prayer thing. But his being here with Gertrude puts into the midst of our fellowship people who are gifted with a real gift of grace to be hospitable. Now this is a gift in a real way when it becomes at the high level that they have it. I mean, it's an order of celebration that they have made help, their hospitality. And the fact that Beanie is, first of all, a man before he's a musician, which doesn't happen often. Like, it doesn't happen often, and a man is, first of all, a man before he's a pastor. Like one of our famous main doctors, quite any way to retreat, because the man in charge of it said, you're first a man, then you're a lover, and then you are a father, and then you're a pastor. And he says, but I've got a big parish. He just read when he got up to say it, and then the man came back and says, you have a big parish, but he says, either you've got too big a parish or they've got too small a man. But to be first of all a man is not easy in this calling. Like Melanchthon said, who has really come out on it? We try. Well, Beanie and Brooke will be here to try this and help, and not least the musicians and those in that side of the life of the church, to make worship a happening and exciting. That certainly will happen from it, but not least to make their own lives exciting to themselves again, and not be turned off by themselves, because usually people get like this, get terribly tired. I notice the fatigue comes fast, and like Turner says, fatigue is a sign of God's wrath. And when you get caught in playing a role, you get tired of it. Actors can't act more than a few hours a day. Really, some of these are playing a real good job of acting, and they get exhausted from it. So if you aren't in your own self, but you're playing a good act, it's weary. When a pastor is, first of all, a man, he receives more from his sick calls than he gives to it. But if you're acting out the part, like some very capable morticians do, you know, and sort of comfort going walking for Christ, you get tired fast. You really do. And this is what, of course, everything in the village is opposed to this. But when you recapture humanity again, you become once more first of all a lover and then a mother, not first a mother and then maybe you're not too tired out a lover. When you become a person, a human being first of all, then life has a new refreshment. And it'll happen, we think, with Beanie and Gertrude. Just being here and being open, they can come up anytime. The first week of every month, we'll have a specific kind of professional service to offer, which you can out of his competence. And it will be for liturgical renewal. But all the time there will be this chance for human renewal by their being here. Well, that's how I see the village. And it's how to have people in the faculty that are, first of all, in this relationship. I want them to be the kind of people that are at ease in prayer, not embarrassed by it, got a witness to Jesus that's in all simplicity, and they're not trying to turn him into an idea that they can then handle, control, and even feel superior to other people because of. I want them to be dealing with the concrete issues of theology that are always particular for this time, this place, in the life of the church. And that means they'll be argumentative, debated, and there'll be opportunity for points of view. But nobody will, I hope, ever feel intimidated or silenced. Like I say, you don't get rubbed out up here, you get rubbed out. Sometimes we hope they'll be getting each other rubbed down. When they've had a good argument, they will give each other rubbed down in some. But that's the kind of place I'd like to see it be, continuously. Now, there are times when it is. It's superbly that now in the fall. It's like this in the spring. And there are times during the summer when it is. But I think we've been overloaded. I think we've had too many faculty, for one thing, and now we won't have to. I don't have to satisfy this rule that I have to have an equal number of all the sentences on the faculty. This is ridiculous. There's no reason at all why sometimes it can't be just one. Well, we'll always have LC, thanks to the meeting, and we'll always have ALC now, the fact that I'm around. We have Paul Heen here every summer, who certainly is a magnificent representative of the Missouri Synod. So we will have, during the major season, at least always, some balance. But we certainly don't have to make sure that it has to be an equal parity. And this frees us. We represent our constituency, so what will we do with it? Well, it's enough for now. We're going to just turn for a few moments to prayer, because this is the one day of the week in which we pray for Holden Village, only on this day, as personnel, for those who are part of it, for the household of faith. Is our theme this day, and we pray also for the functionaries in the church, and for your pastors, for those who serve us in the Christian nourishment of the gospel and of the whole counsel of God. So we'll just conclude shortly with prayer. Let us first of all pray for those who we usually forget. Thank God for your forebear, for praying grandmother that may be the reason you are here now. As we thank God for the prayers of those who have gone before, let us remember in the household of faith those yet to come. The unborn ones whose life will suffer, be blessed because of the kinds of decisions we're a part of making now, as we discuss Holy Spirit. The Church of Jesus Christ will be such a church that will not turn off anyone who is honest, who loves life, who wants to be fair-minded. It will be a place where such people are always found. We pray for those who minister to the church, especially at this moment, the administrators and teachers of the colleges, seminaries, who all are involved in the chore, the administrators, and charities, pensions, evangelism, missions, home and forth, pensions, all the establishment details. The turns most of us off, and yet someone must do them, and do them hardly as unto the Lord Jesus Christ. We think of their families, often separated from these men, Schutz, Bob Marshall, Arms, and now Preuss. We pray for those who shall sustain this place by their isolation during this long winter, for their ability to be open with each other, to share the kinds of tensions that will come in laughter and in prayer, to be one body in Christ, a place of warmth and renewal for all who touch this place. pray for the safety and well-being of Werner and Judy on their trip now to Europe, for their growth in knowledge and in spiritual awareness of our times through this leave of absence, and for the enrichment of their ministry to all of us on their return. We thank God for the new people that he has joined to this winter crew. People as variant and wonderful as Dalton and Nora. Recruiting Beanie. Carl. For those who remain as the staff from before, like Gardell and Hordy and Mary. Walt and Jean. And for the decision of Franz and Elise, who stay with us this winter, and God will guide them in their final decisions to whether they want to make this their life. We thank for all those who support the village and pray for their homes, their openness to each other, dedication and love and delight to each other and to their children, for their enjoyment of the mystery of one another, for their appreciation of that fact they don't understand each other, so we don't exploit and manipulate each other either, but take one another from God's hand as his gift on our building, for every such home which has been at the village, for all who support it, for gladness in their labors where they are. Think of a fellow like Elliot, who gives us a temporary check, and he's pitching flour sacks after years in college, graduate school, and at the seminary. He makes himself a worker priest. For all who have tasks that in themselves have small meaning, but who work with people with eternal meaning, they use it. We thank for all those in our household of faith here. We thank especially for those whose courage and faith began. For Wes, who will not be staying through the winter, but will be witnessing and living in the congregations of South Dakota, his loved ones. For a fellow like Gil Berg, who gave it so much. For Carol's health, for their life together with gladness. We thank for all these people. We remember all who've been on the factory for Thanksgiving, for those who've been abrasive and made us think, sometimes by making us angry. For those who brought their hurt into the open and allowed healing to happen here. For all who've been on this factory who support it financially today, and like Larry Collins, I think that you give us hundreds of dollars. Leo Houston, love and hope for its continuity. And we thank for all the children who've been here and for whom it is a memory of treasure and love, and who delight in it, make it their song in life. And we thank thee for everyone who's been a part of the Lord, who are here now and who've gone, the workers, senior citizens, those who loved and cherished and made it a household of faith, where we do wait for the hope of life in the Spirit as we allow the dialogue active through faith, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
I'll admit our usual intercession and fellowship. We'll go on later on. We'll have the afternoon. I think we'll be free to just enjoy. It's so beautiful.